The Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone.
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds welcome in the Fayetteville Woodpeckers for Game 2 of 6 here this week. Last night, the series opener went the way of the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville with a 13-7 come-from-behind win. Nonetheless, they rallied from three runs down and defeated the Shorebirds by six. Delmarva had a 5-2 lead in the early going and saw that evaporate with three homers for Fayetteville in the middle frames, tying it up at 5-5. And then after that, the Woodpeckers offense took over, 5-run seventh inning, really putting some distance between them and the Shorebirds. So Delmarva with a loss, their second in a row, now at 18-34 on the season. They've lost two in a row. Fayetteville now at 24-28 on the season. The Shorebirds still dead last in the Carolina League Northern Division at 18-34, 10.5 games back. While Fayetteville, on the other hand, in the Southern Division, they are in fourth place, but find themselves 13 games back at 24-28 of the division-leading Myrtle Beach Pelicans at 37-15. The Shorebirds are their part, trailing right now the Lynchburg Hillcats at 28-23. So the Shorebirds today probably throw out their best tandem they'll have all week, and that's Carter Baumler and Juan de los Santos. Baumler making his very highly anticipated home debut here at the Shorebirds. Fifth round pick of the Orioles back in 2020. Pitched twice on the road during the last road trip and won a combined six innings. Didn't allow a run and struck out nine as he began his professional career. He'll be followed by Juan de los Santos, who has gotten shelled his past couple of outings, but prior to that was easily the best pitcher that the Shorebirds had the entire season. They'll be opposed by the Woodpeckers, Miley at 2-2 with a 4.98 ERA on the season. Out of Bellarmine out in Kentucky, a little bit of an off-speed guy, can really mix and match, cut some corners, hasn't allowed a home run yet this season. Shorebirds don't hit a lot of them themselves, so that might be a matchup that favors him. We'll go ahead and transition into our pregame interview for today as we continue our tour de force of the Shorebirds coaching staff. And today we talk with one of the second-year members, and that is the strength and conditioning coach, Liz Pardo. You might remember Liz from last season, her first with the Shorebirds, and she's back again as the strength and conditioning coach for the Shorebirds, doing a wonderful job with all of the Shorebirds players, getting them stronger, getting them healthier, and in many aspects, taking on a new role as a mentor to a group of guys that are just getting used to professional baseball for the first time and what that entails as far as taking care of their body. So I'll go ahead and step aside, and we'll air our interview with Shorebirds strength conditioning coach, Liz Pardo. Back on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we are joined by the Shorebirds strength and conditioning coach, Liz Pardo. Liz, we are so happy to have you back for technically year two here with the Shorebirds. How's it been so far this season working with this new cast of characters?
It has been different, to say the least. Definitely wasn't as prepared as we thought we were going to be coming into it, but every week, every day, it gets better, and we see the players grow more and more, so it's exciting, but also very challenging at the same time.
And I imagine part of that kind of shock at the beginning, I imagine that you did expect to have the number of Latin American guys that you did on the roster at the start, as well as the kind of youth movement here at the club, but then actually trying to cross some of those barriers at the start of the season. Once you actually face it, it's very hard. What was that like at the beginning?
It was almost a culture shock for me, along with some of the other coaches as well, because, you know, we're the minority at this point, which a lot of us have never experienced before. So it is a new feeling, but it also gives you an appreciation for the players that we do have, because it's something they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. But luckily, we had a good handful of guys that spoke both English, and Daryl when he was here, and Romero. So their ability to help us communicate with the other Latin American players was so nice to be able to have and learn from. And I mean, once the guys got comfortable, it's been a learning situation for everybody. I learned from them. They learned from me. They ask me all the time, where have you learned Spanish from? And I go, you guys. I stand in the middle of them and just listen. And it definitely was super challenging at the beginning, but now we have conversations daily, so it's getting easier, luckily.
And a lot of the other coaches I've talked to, I always say to them, you know, baseball's a universal language. I imagine strength and conditioning is not exactly a universal language. How have you worked, obviously, outside of, you know, just learning new words and definitions, stuff like that, to get ideas that a lot of these guys might not have encountered before to get them to understand it?
It's a lot of showing. It's a lot of show and tell. And a lot of touching, honestly. Like, with them, and actually our DR strength coach, Julio Diaz, kind of gave me this tidbit of, you know, advice, was just be hands-on with them, because a lot of times they're kinesthetic learners. Instead of being able to understand what you're saying, just showing them, and then as they're doing the movement, guiding them either to sit back more or touching where they need to feel the movement, helps a lot. So just doing that at first, and then knowing words like fuerte, to say like fuerte aquí for like a certain muscle, and then pointing, that helps in that aspect.
And one of the things that I didn't realize, I assumed it was a small part of your job, but now realizing how much of a bigger role it obviously plays in strength conditioning, is nutrition. Mm-hmm. And happened to run into both you and Noelbert Romero while I was grocery shopping earlier this week, and it just popped in my head that for a lot of these guys coming to the U.S. for the first time, a lot of the foods that they're mostly accustomed to eating on a day-to-day basis aren't readily available anymore, and trying to recondition them to lead healthy lives with the materials that they have at hand. What's that process been like?
Yeah, it's been different for sure, because a lot of them don't have, well, none of them have cars, so transportation for them is limited to what we can provide for them. Teammates can provide for them as well. So we've started a new idea, which was started on Monday, is that every Monday I'm going to take them to the grocery stores just so that they have the transportation to go. Because one of the biggest things we're running into with them right now is they're running out of energy during the day, mostly because they're not eating before they get here, because they haven't been able to go to the grocery store, don't have the food in their apartments to cook. So by giving them this opportunity to go to the grocery stores, they now have food. And honestly, at that point, it's just letting them get what they want, because, you know, we don't want to spend the whole day in there, but it's just little tidbits at a time. And luckily, we have Alex this year and Sarah, who are helping us with our meals and helping us with the educations and coming in roving and everything. But for them, it's just learning how to use the hydration packets we have, how to use the protein. Like, they've never used it before, so just learning when to eat certain things, and then also getting them to eat vegetables is challenging in itself. But, yeah, it's just it really gives you an appreciation for what they do, because it's just so different than what we're used to.
And I've been amazed the kind of role that you've taken on with them. Like you were saying, just, you know, getting them to eat their vegetables kind of things. It's almost like you're a second mom to them, just in the same way that Felipe has essentially been their second father since the time that they signed. How special is that relationship to you?
It's really special to me. They actually got me Mother's Day cards for Mother's Day. It's awesome, because I do a lot for them, more than I need to, but I do it because they appreciate it so much. And a lot of times, like, the Latin players aren't given enough effort by some people, just because they don't speak, they don't ask questions, because they're almost embarrassed to ask questions because of the language barrier. So being able to speak with them, they trust me, and they ask me all the questions, and when they're having a bad day, they come and talk with me, and that's something that I love that I can provide for them, because they have no family here. All of their family is in Venezuela and the Dominican, so knowing that they trust me enough to tell me when things are bad or they just need a hug, whatever, I will more than gladly always play that role for them.
Well, Liz, we certainly appreciate time here today.
Absolutely. Thanks.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Another big thank you to Liz Pardo for joining us on today's pregame show. That last answer from Liz just really insightful, really powerful about the effect that the coaching staff and just the people around this young group of players can have on them just by lending a hand and being kind, and the kind of impact that you can have on somebody by just simply doing the right thing. Let's get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups here. First for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, leading off, it's Jackson Hallmark. He'll play second base. Kennedy Corona in left field hits second. Leo's Donnie Molina, the shortstop, bats third. Joey Loperfito out in center field, bats fourth. Logan Cerny, the DH, bats fifth. Tyler Whitaker hitting sixth, plays right field. Victor Muskai, the first baseman, hits seventh. Freddie Guilmo, the catcher, hits eighth. Yuris Ramirez, the third baseman, ninth. And pitching for the Woodpeckers is Dalen Miley. Shorebirds taking the field, so we'll rush through there. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup. 1-9, Luis Valdez, Michael Desault, Noel Bert Romero, Isaac Pallone, Isaac De Leon, Trendon Craig, Creed Willems, Moises Ramirez, and Aaronson Placencia with Carter Baumler on the mound. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a base with co-workers or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
Time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Salisbury, Maryland. We're here at Purdue Stadium for game 2 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds trying to pick up their first win here in the series after dropping the opener last night by a final of 13-7. They send Carter Baumler out to the mound to make his home debut, his third start overall. Baumler, through six innings, has yet to allow a run in his professional career, has struck out 9 and walked just 3. He is on the bump, and this is the defense that is behind Baumler to start out tonight. It's Trendon Craig in left, Michael Desault in center, Isaac Pallone is in right, Noelbert Romero at third, Isaac De Leon at shortstop, Luis Valdez at second base, Moises Ramirez at first, and Creed Willems does the catching. Baumler, 6'2", 195-pound, 20-year-old, right-handed pitcher, originally from Grimes, Iowa, out in the middle of the country, fifth-round pick back in 2020. Baumler pitched twice on the road trip last week, went second-best team in the league, allowed just one hit, one walk, struck out 5. Then he backed that up by going up against the best team in the league, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and went 3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, worked around a little bit more danger. Stranded the bases loaded in the first inning, stranded another runner on in the second, but had a 1-2-3 third to finish it off. He'll be slated for about 3 innings again tonight. He's been capped at about 50 pitches. That'll increase a little steadily as the season goes on, so if he's efficient enough tonight, he might go 4, but expect just 3 from Baumler tonight before Juan de los Santos comes on. It's a beautiful night for baseball, just mid-70s right now, wind blowing right now just in towards the left field corner. A couple of clouds overhead, not quite overcast, but the lights are on early here. Shorebirds in their alternate black uniforms, the D-Bird logo on the left chest, orange piping up the chest. Fayetteville in their road grays for the second straight night after winning in them last night. Baumler Works from the full wine center of the rubber. His first pitch of the game to Jackson Hallmark is swung on and missed, and we're underway a minute early at 7:04. Hallmark, right-handed batter. Didn't see him last night in the 13-run, 12-hit onslaught from Fayetteville. 0-1. Hallmark swings and fouls it back out of play, and it's quickly 0-2. Hallmark out of the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Cornhuskers hitting 175 through 29 games with Fayetteville. 518 OPS, no homers, 9 driven in. 0-2 from Baumler. Fastball swung on and popped back out of play again, and it's 0-2. Baumler mostly fastball, curveball. He does have a changeup and slider that he's been trying to work in more often. But as Baumler says, it's bread and butter. That's fastball and the hammer. 0-2. Goes to the curveball and misses inside. And the count's 1-2. Outfield shades Hallmark the other way. Infield straight up. Baumler stretches out his arms, looks over his black glove. Gets his sign, drops the hands. Here's the leg kick, the 1-2. And it's swung on and missed. Fastball up and out of the zone. Gets Hallmark to chase. And Carter Baumler begins his night with a strikeout. Brings up Ken last night for Fayetteville. Drove in 4 runs. Had just 1 hit, but one of those, a 2-run homer out to left. Now got 9 homers in the season, 30 driven in. 22 years old out of Venezuela. 869 OPS. Baumler's first pitch. Fastball runs onto the inside corner for a called strike. Calling balls and strikes tonight, Steve Craze. Trey Jester, his crewmate, down the first baseline. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Corona right-handed batter. Baumler with a turn, the 0-1. Fastball sinks down and away, and the count's even at 1. Game 2 of the series between the Shorebirds and the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville took the opener last night, 13-7. Both teams basically playing out the string here in the first half, with Delmarva 10.5 back in the north, 1-1. Corona way landing the fastball, swings through it at 93, and the count's 1-2. While Fayetteville, despite a better record than Delmarva by a good margin, is 13 back down in the south. 1-2 on Kennedy Corona. Baumler fires home, and the curveball misses in. Counts even at 2. Creed Willems catching Baumler. The two were actually slated to play at TCU together, although a year apart. Baumler drafted in 2020. 2-2. Curveball chopped back up the middle to his left. De Leon, the shortstop, gloves it, throws on the run, and gets Corona for the second out here in the first. Baumler spurned TCU thanks to the Orioles going way over slot to sign him by about $1 million in the fifth round back in 2020. And then Creed Willems last season, or last draft, I should say, to be more specific, drafted in the eighth round. But the Orioles went about $1 million over slot to sign him as well. So instead of wearing the purple and white, they're wearing the orange and black here together in Salisbury. Two outs, nobody on. It brings up Leo's Donnie Molina, another right-handed batter. Nobody on, top of the first, scoreless game in the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back for strike 1. Molina, 4 homers, 19 driven in, hitting 230, 643 OPS, 22-year-old out of Cuba. Baumler, long stare in over his glove, turns into his windup, the 0-1. Curveball drops into the inside corner, it's 0-2. That arc for Baumler, 6, though it's about as close as you'll see in this day and age. Most pitchers don't like to throw a pure straight drop, like a little bit of horizontal movement. Baumler's nearly there. 0-2. Swung on and tapped high up the middle, waiting back on it. Daly on the shortstop, gloves and fires to first in time to get Molina. It's a 1-2-3 first inning for Carter Baumler with 2 ground outs and a strikeout. On to the bottom of the first, it's Fayetteville nothing, and Delmarva come to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and fan advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Bomb of the first from Salisbury. It's Fayetteville nothing, and the Shorebirds coming to bat here against Dalen Miley. Carter Baumler now with seven consecutive scoreless innings to begin his professional career. And Miley will try to match him in the bottom half out of Bellarmine. Signed as an undrafted free agent last year. 6'2", 210 pounds, 24 years old. He's 2-2 with a 4.98 ERA this season for Fayetteville. 34 and a third innings, has struck out 47, walked 28. First man to face him is Luis Valdez, the leadoff man. Switch hitter bats left. Infield plays on the pole, except for Ramirez at third. Plays in on the grass to guard against the bunt. First pitch from Miley is in for a called strike. Fastball changeup slider from Miley. Goes with high black socks and high black sleeves as well. Into his windup, the 0-1. Valdez swings and misses, breaking ball in on his hands. It's 0-2. Luis didn't have a hit last night, but he did reach base a couple of times, scored a couple runs, stole a couple bases. Now 28 steals, has him all alone at the top of the Carolina League. 0-2. Fastball misses in. Counts 1-2. Defensively for Fayetteville, left to right in the outfield, it's Corona in left, Joey Loperfido in center, a rare start for him out in center, sixth of the season. Tyler Whitaker's in right, 1-2. Fouled as a high chopper back to the middle, across the bag, the shortstop Molina fields it, throws to first just in time to get Valdez. A heck of a play by Molina as he ranged far to his left on the right field side of the second base bag. Had to get rid of it in a hurry to get the speedy Valdez, and there's one out here in the bottom of the first. On the infield for Fayetteville at third base, Yuris Ramirez, obviously Leozdani Molina at shortstop, Jackson Hallmark at second, and Victor Mascai is at first. Freddie Guillamo does the catching. Here's Michael Desson, first pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. One out, nobody on. Bomb of the first, no score. Desson, right-handed batter. Hitting 228, 586 OPS. Miley, first base out of the rubber, into his wind, the 1-0. And Desson chases, slider off the outside edge. It's 1-1. Last time out for Miley, he got hit pretty hard. Four innings out of the bullpen against Fredericksburg back in the second. Gave up five runs on eight hits, two walks, four strikeouts. The pitch. Fastball is high, 2-1. Miley has alternated between starting and working on the backs. Back in the starting role today, the 2-1. Fastball misses above the belt, and it's 3-1. Shorebirds have been going through a similar thing, although with Baumler now pitching every Wednesday, he'll start every Wednesday, and then whoever's day it was supposed to be, they'll slot in behind him. 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses high, and Miley walks Desson here with one out in the first. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Desson at first, and Romero trying to spark something here for the Shorebirds. Baumler pitched a 1-2-3 top of the first. And now Miley, who comes from a New Age Division I program in Bellarmine out in Kentucky. They had been Division II, playing down in the Great Lakes Conference. First pitch to Romero. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. But recently underwent a transition to Division I, and they're still going through. They are playing at the D1 level up at the A-Sun. They might have heard of Bellarmine this past winter into the spring because they have a very good basketball program. Now at the D2 level, they used to dominate. 1-0. Romero swings and fouls it back, and the count's even at 1. Romero hitting 254, 726 OPS, 4 homers, 15 driven in. But a quick rise up to D1, Bellarmine actually won the A-Sun tournament this past season. Only problem was, they weren't eligible to play in March Madness, so they had to give up the spot. Miley holds, now fires home, and Romero takes a fastball up, 2-1. And Miley, who began his career actually at Tiffin and then transferred over to Bellarmine, started playing there when they were still a D2 program and then finished up when they were Division I last season, A-Sun. 2-1. Romero swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Catcher Guillamo gives it a look, but it's into the seats. Counts even at 2. Miley, who in his college career, like we said, transferred from Tiffin to Bellarmine, was also a two-way player. A little bit of utility role, hit 7 homers, drove in 36 in 2019. Hit .277, not too shabby. Comes down to the mound, 2-2 on Romero. Here it comes. Fastball is way high again. Counts 3-2. That's been Miley's miss here in the early going, both to DeSone and now Romero. Counts full, 1 out, bomb of the first, no score. Michael DeSone at first, infield playing, Noelbert Romero to pull. Right-handed batter, second baseman Hallmark, basically right up the middle. Hallmark, hands just below the letters, fires home the 3-2, and Romero, a little nubber just behind the plate, able to stay alive. DeSone not running, which is a little bit of a surprise. Stolen 8 bases on the season, been caught 3 times. Shorebirds did have a runner thrown out last night. That was Trendon Craig, second inning. New catcher behind the plate tonight, though, that's Guillamo. 3-2 on Romero. Here's the pitch. DeSone holds, and Romero uncorks one way foul out of play down the third base side. Down in front of the fastball. And we stay at 3-2. Good battle here between Romero and Miley. Bottom of the first. Miley already at 16 pitches. Here with 1 out. Long at bat with DeSone. Ended up walking him, and now a full count on Romero. Outfield straight away, 3-2 again, and Romero takes up and away, ball 4. Back-to-back walks issued by Miley, and there's runners at first and second with 1 out. It's no secret Fayetteville has really had a lot of trouble avoiding the free passes this season as a pitching staff. They lead the Carolina League in walks. Down to the mound very early here goes the pitching coach John Kovalik for Fayetteville. But last night, Fayetteville ended up walking 9. That is tied for the most walks that the Shorebirds offense has coaxed out of a staff this season. Already have 2 here in the first, and Fayetteville, because of how good their offense was last night, was able to work around all the walks. Shorebirds have to make good here in this first inning, really punish Fayetteville for the free passes. Isaac Bologna will try to do that. Sees cooled off a little bit since hitting for the site. 6 homers, 30 driven in, hitting .253 with an .818 OPS. But the 5 RBIs he had in that cycle at Charleston, those were the only RBIs he had for the duration of the trip. Left-handed batter, infield plays on the pole, except for Ramirez at third plays in line with the bag off the line. First pitch. Bologna takes, fastballs down the middle for strike 1. No score, bomb of the first. First and second, 1 out for Bologna. Strictly now a left-handed batter after starting the year as a switch hitter. He's found a lot of success. It's a left-handed batter, even though it's not his natural side. 0-1. Breaking ball down the dirt. Nice block by Guillamo. And the count's even at 1. Center and right field play Bologna to pull. But out in left, Corona is playing deep and almost shading Bologna a little bit the other way. Very unusual defensive alignment. What I'll say is the scouting report, pretty accurate though on Bologna. He does not use the left center gap all that much at all. Ball into strike on Bologna, 2-1 out, the pitch. Fastball is up high, Bologna bends back out of the way. And the count's 2-1. Shorebirds trying to strike early. Saw a flurry of offense through the first 3 innings last night. It's 5-2 after 3. 2-1. Fastball hits off the chest of the catcher. Guillamo squirts away from him and both runners advance. That'll be a passed ball on Guillamo. He must have gotten crossed up with Miley there because that was a fastball that hit him right below the chin. It's lucky that he's okay. The trainer will come out and check on him. It's Eric Braun. But Guillamo took that one flush. Trainer asking him where it got him. It's Instead, it seems like let's make sure that he's feeling all right at his upper extremities. Have him look both a couple of ways, make sure he's not concussed at this point. That was a very weird cross-up between Miley and Guillamo. And Guillamo hasn't gone out to the mound to discuss the signs with Miley either, even after the cross-off. So the pass ball puts runners at second and third with one away. Counts 3-1 on Bologna. Infield comes in for Fayetteville. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Fastball up and away. Ball four, and Miley walks his third in a row. Only once this season, Miley has avoided walking fewer than two batters. He's done that twice. Actually, against Kannapolis and Charleston, back-to-back starts into April into May. Other than that, it's always been walks and multiples. Walked two his last time out. He's walked as many as six this season. Bases loaded for Isaac De Leon. Infield plays back. Middle infield at double play depth. Corners are actually in. Miley the full wind in the pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike one. No score. Bomb in the first for down. Bases juiced. One out for De Leon. He's really seen an uptick offensively. Hitting 197 now. The closest he's been this season to 200. Right-handed batter, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses high. 1-1. De Leon over his past 12 games, slashing .310, .475, .429. Trying to come through here. Bases loaded, one out. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Slider down in the dirt. Bad chase by De Leon, and the count's 1-2. DeSone at third, Romero at second. And over at first, Isaac Bologna. Corners in for Fayetteville, middle infield at double play depth. Wind blowing out to left, the 1-2, and De Leon swings and misses. Breaking ball in the dirt again. Miley gets him to chase, and there's two outs here in the first. Bases stay loaded. So it'll be up to Trenton Craig to make good on this bases loaded situation. Craig, a two-hit game last night, also drove in two runs. Two-run single in the second. One homer, 15 driven in on the year, red-handed batter. Infield back, the pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one, and Miley now starting to hit a groove. Craig getting 215, OPS at 658. Calm stance from the right side, hands in front of his chest. Miley the full windup, the 0-1. Just on the outside corner with a slider, and the count's 0-2. Base is loaded, two outs. Scoreless game, bottom one. Shorebirds trying not to waste this chance. Miley walked him loaded. Now the 0-2. And Craig takes a called strike three, frozen by a breaking ball. And Dalen Miley pitches himself into and then out of a bases loaded jam. Walks three in a row, strikes out two in a row, and gets out of the frame. Onto the second. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is air ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the second from Salisbury. Polar opposite first innings, but they both end in zeros on the board for the Shorebirds and the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville goes down in order in the first. Shorebirds load them up, but leave them loaded. So Carter Baumler back to work with 4, 5, and 6 due up for Fayetteville. Joey Loperfido leads it off, playing center field tonight after playing second base in the series opener. Baumler into his wind. His first pitch of the second is swung on and rolled foul into the Fayetteville dugout first base side for strike one. Loperfido, 3 hits last night, 3 for 6, a run driven in. 7th round pick of the Astros last year out of Duke. Baumler, the righty, into his windup, the 0-1. Curveball drops onto the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Baumler flips the ball out of his glove into his bare hand, now puts the two back together. Windup, 0-2. Loperfido reaches forward and chops it on one hop to the first baseman Ramirez, gloves it, takes the bag himself to retire Loperfido for the first out here in the second. 3 straight ground ball outs for Carter Baumler after striking out Jackson Hallmark to begin the game. Brings up Logan Cerny, the DH. Cerny, right-handed batter, 8 homers, 25 driven in. Hitting 224, 771 OPS. Fired by the Astros earlier this season, part of a trade that sent Garrett Stubbs from the Astros to the Philadelphia Phillies. First pitch. Cerny takes a fastball at 92. It's mostly been the velocity we've seen from Baumler this season. It's been in that 90 to 93 range. Very consistent, though, and doesn't really look like it's taking him a lot of effort. 0-1. Down the dirt with a slider. Counts 1-1. That's where Baumler says he has the most room to improve is that slider. He'd like to be able to throw that slider and change up for strikes more often, which I think says a lot about the maturity that he has already at a young age. Because his fastball and curveball, he could ride them forever. 1-1. Fastball misses outside, 2-1, and probably ride them a good way up the ladder. But he knows once he gets to double A or triple A, if he doesn't have that full four-pitch mix, he'll be in trouble. 2-1. Fastball outside half again, freezes Cerny, and the count's 2-2. No score atop of the second, game two of the six-game set. Shorebirds at home this week, hit the road to Salem for the first time next week. 2-2 on Cerny, down the hill, the pitch. Fastball, can't get the call. Off the outside corner, a couple groans in the background. Counts full. Outfield straight up, infield straight up as well. Baumler, a long look in, and finally time called. Hitter Cerny steps out. Flag just barely dancing out in center. Not too many clouds overhead, more streaking across the sky. Light starting to turn on. 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and popped back out of play. And the count remains full. Shorebirds could use a real good start from Baumler tonight. Obviously not expected to go very long, but after seeing the pitching staff give up 13 last night, a little bit of a good start would be nice. 3-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Curveball dropped in. Cerny pulled the trigger way too late. Second strike out of the game for Baumler, and there's two away here in the second. Brings up Tyler Whitaker, right fielder for the Woodpeckers, hitting sixth tonight. 165 average, 472 OPS. Baumler the wind, here it comes. One, and Baumler has been living on that outside corner with the fastball early in this game. 3 homers, 22 driven in for Whitaker, right-handed batter. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 0-1. Curveball drops a little low. Counts 1-1. Baumler straddling the rubber. Shakes out his arms between every pitch. Now turns into his windup. Kicks and throws. Curveball misses high. 2-1. Whitaker way in the back of the box. White batting gloves. 2-1 home. Slider misses up high for ball three. One of the rare times that Baumler's fallen behind the count here tonight. He has to be careful with this Fayetteville team that, although offensively by runs scored, not in the top half of the league, they do lead the league in homers. 3-1. Fastball is able to scrape the outside black, and the count's full. 55 homers in the season for Fayetteville. They hit three more last night. Wind was blowing straight out to left during last night's game. Here tonight, not really a factor. 3-2 on Whitaker. The payoff pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Baumler just threw it by him. Three strikeouts in the game for Baumler. Two scoreless here tonight. And he's run out now eight consecutive scoreless innings to begin his career. We're on to the bottom of the second. No score here from Salisbury. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys like the Delmarva Strathmore and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bomb the second here from Purdue Stadium. It's Fayetteville nothing and Delmarva nothing. Shorebirds left unloaded in first and get to hit again against Dalen Miley. Miley walked three batters but struck out two in a row. To get out of that jam in the first, Creed Willems leads it off here in the second, 7-8-9. Willems left-handed batter, infield plays on the pull. Miley the righty into his wind. His first pitch, Willems swings and golfs it high in the air out to center, not very deep. Loper Fido, the center fielder, calling for it. He puts it away with one hand for the first out here in the second on one pitch. Shorebirds offense last night was able to do a lot of damage. With just eight hits, they scored seven runs. Only had one extra base hit. That was Creed Willems' homer. Here's Moises Ramirez, the first baseman. Right-handed batter, first pitch home. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. So they were able to benefit from a slew of wild pitches. Between the two teams, they combined for 11 wild pitches. Shorebirds had two run-scoring ones themselves. The 1-0 cut on and missed out in front of a slider. Counts even at one. One out, nobody on. Bomb of the second. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers in game two of their six-game set. Moises Ramirez, the batter, hitting 155. Pitch. Breaking ball freezes him on the inside corner, and the count's 1-2. 451 OPS for Ramirez, 20 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Fastball hit hard on the ground up the middle to his left. The shortstop Molina gloves it, throws wide of the bag at first, and Ramirez is safe. Mascai, the first baseman, had to come off the bag to grab it. And Ramirez So the error allows Ramirez to reach. That brings up Aronson Placencia, the DH. Miley, from the stretch, fires home and misses down and away for ball one. Placencia, right-handed batter. Ramirez leads away from first. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball busting in on Placencia. Placencia playing his eighth game with the Shorebirds. First here at home, though. 4-for-26 with the Shorebirds. The 1-1. Played on the fastball again. Cuts through it. Counts 1-2. 6'1", 170-pound right-handed batter. 339 OPS with the Shorebirds. He also had a stint with Aberdeen earlier this season. Went 0-for-10. Ramirez at first. One out. Here's the pitch. And Plasencia swings and pops it back out of play. That'll land right on top of us here in the press box. Carom down into the seats, and the count's 1-2. Plasencia, the DH, ninth man in the order, as Ramirez at first. One out, bomb of the second, scoreless game. Middle infield at double play depth. The pitch. And Plasencia off the hands, able to foul it away into the seats. First base side. Stays alive again. One-two pitch. Plasencia tried to check his swing, but he went around on a pitch in the dirt. Miley gets him to chase. Good slider. Able to catch him fishing. And there's two away here in the second. Lineup flips the top, and Luis Valdez, he chopped out to second his first time up. Scoreless game, bomb of the second. Shorebirds had their chance in the first. The bases loaded, one out. Miley back-to-back strikeouts got out of it. One out error here in the second, put Moises Ramirez aboard, but he's still at first. You know, two away. Valdez switch hitter, bats left, and fouls the first pitch back and out of play for strike one. Valdez now up to a 641 OPS, 28 stolen bases, hitting 240. Last night 0 for 3, but 2 runs scored and 2 stolen bases. 0-1. Spiked in the dirt, but blocked by Guillamo. Holds Ramirez in the inning. So, a ball and a strike on Valdez. Scoreless game, bottom of the second. Miley, hands together, below the letters, the pitch. Swing and a miss. 12-6 breaking ball. Down the dirt. Valdez can't connect, and it's 1-2. Good bit of shadow starting to take over the field. Sun blocked overhead by some clouds. Light's starting to turn on early here, just past 7:30. Wednesday night, the beginning of June. Outside of no sunshine, a perfect temperature to play ball. 1-2. Valdez swings and misses. Curveball in the dirt, blocked by Guillamo. Valdez won't even try to run to first. Puts himself out. And that does it for the Shorebirds here in the second. Two more strikeouts for Daylen Miley. Strands a man at first. On to the third. No score after two here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third from Salisbury. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Woodpeckers. Game two of this series. Carter Baumler now up to 8 consecutive scoreless innings to begin his career and has retired all 6 that he's faced here tonight. 3 by way of the strikeout. Victor Mascai leads it off for the Woodpeckers in the third, and he swings the first pitch, fouls it back for strike one. 7, 8, and 9. Mascai, Guillamo, and Ramirez. This guy, a rare Brazilian in baseball, 0-1. Baumler misses outside with a changeup, 1-1. Left-handed batter, he's hitting .217 on the season, 5 homers, 20 driven in, .762 OPS. A couple of Brazilians have made it to the majors. A couple are still lingering in the minors. 1-1. Fastball misses high for ball two. Eric Pardinho was a top prospect at one time with the Toronto Blue Jays, has since fallen off a little bit. Yan Gomes, catcher, won a World Series with the Nationals. Long tenure with Cleveland Guardians as well. 2-1. Swung on and fouled out of play. Third base side. Counts 2-2. Everybody's looking for that next baseball hotbed of where to pull talent from. Down in South America, obviously Brazil, a very large country, large populace. A lot of options. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Curveball gets Mascai to chase down low. Willems throws to first, complete the strikeout. And that's three straight punch outs now for Carter Baumler. Four on the night. Brings up Freddy Guillamo, hitting in the eighth spot. No score, top of the third, one out, nobody on. Guillamo, four homers, 10 driven in. 153 average, 558 OPS, the pitch. Curveball freezes in, but it's a tick high for ball one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, winds turn to gust out to left. Baumler, the windup, the pitch. That breaking ball froze him again, but it's down low this time, 2-0. Duo pitch. Fastball misses up high for ball three. Baumler right now at 37 pitches on De Los Santos, who is supposed to pitch behind him, is right now standing up in the bullpen. He hasn't actually started throwing yet. 3-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back just off the glass of the press box and back down. And the count's 3-1. So not sure if that means if Baumler gets through this third inning in under 45-ish pitches, if he'll come back out for the fourth. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a fastball way high out of the zone. And the count's full, 3-2. One out, base is empty. Shorebirds nothing. Woodpeckers nothing. 3-2 on Guillamo. Baumler looking for four punch outs in a row. The 3-2. Curveball misses inside. And he walks Guillamo, the first base runner of the game for Fayetteville. Brings up Yuris Ramirez, heading out of the 9-hole. Ramirez hitting an even 200, 660 OPS. 5 homers, 14 driven in. 23 years old out of Santo Domingo in the DR. Baumler's pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. First time Baumler's worked from the stretch here tonight. Just so far this inning, his command hasn't been as clean as it has. Walking Guillamo, missing up and in there to Ramirez, who crowns the plate. Baumler from the belt, high leg kick, the pitch, and it's found back and out of play. 1-1. Sun still tucked behind some clouds up above. Makes it a very comfortable Wednesday night here. Mid-70s coming into the game, dropping a little bit lower as nighttime comes. 1-1. Curveball falls off the table outside, and the count's 2-1. Middle infield at double play depth. It's De Leon at short, Valdez at second. Ramirez at first holds on the runner. Guillamo not really a threat to run the catcher. It's 1-for-2 in stolen bases this season. 2-1. Little check swing, fouled back. Ramirez wanted to lay off, couldn't. Pays the price for it. The count's 2-2. Baumler, a look at first, comes set at the belt. Holds, now throws, and breaking ball tapped foul up the third base side. Into the Shorebirds dugout. We stay at 2-2. So these long battles between Guillamo and now Ramirez basically guarantees that Baumler should be done here after three. De Los Santos hasn't started throwing yet out in the Shorebirds pen, but actually Thomas Girard has gotten up. 2-2, but time had been called. So no pitch. Ramirez was granted time. He stepped out. The count stays at 2-2. Man at first, one out. No score, top of the third. Bomber's pitch count starting to rise. Thomas Girard loosening out in the pen. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and out of the zone at 92. Gets Ramirez to cheer. Ties a career high for him. And the lineup flips to the top, and Jackson Hallmark. Hallmark struck out swinging his first time up. Man at first, two outs. Baumler hasn't allowed a hit through the first 2 2/3. Just one base runner on the walk. First pitch fastball to Hallmark is up and away for ball one. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers scoreless here through two plus innings. Hallmark square stance from the right side, hands held high. Wiggles the bat, the 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, nice block by Willems, able to deaden the ball out in front of him. And the count's 2-0. Outfield straight away. Baumler high leg kick, the 2-0. Fastball gets the call on the outside corner. And the count's 2-1. Hallmark last played back on Sunday, went 0-4. Series finale against the Fred Nats at home for Fayetteville. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with a fastball. Hallmark comes up empty and the count's even in two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a man at first. No score here in the top of the third. Carter Baumler trying to make it nine consecutive scoreless innings to start his career. The 2-2. Fastball is way high, and the count's full. So a bit of a laborious third inning for Baumler. Sent three full counts. Trying to pick up his sixth strikeout. Go three more shutout innings. Runner will be off from first. Baumler set. Here's the 3-2. Fastball fouled back and out of play. Hallmark chased up and out of the zone. And we stay at 3-2. Guillamo walks back to first after sprinting down to second. Baumler to the ready. Look at first. Now the 3-2 again. And a fastball called strike three. Freezes Hallmark down the middle. Six strikeouts in the night for Baumler and nine consecutive scoreless innings to start his professional career. Through 2.5 here from Salisbury, it's Delmarva nothing and Fayetteville nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, take a look down the right field line. Hi fans, this is Sam Delanick, voice of Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds Studio Audio Series. Head over to Shorebirds.com for the zone and click on the Shorebirds broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio screen with Sam Dallas on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the third, it's still scoreless between the Woodpeckers and the Shorebirds. Carter Baumler with a career-high six strikeouts tonight. Three more scoreless innings. Snight coming up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, but Baumler, a perfect start to his career. 9 consecutive scoreless innings. Michael Desson leads it off in the third for the Shorebirds against Dalen Miley. Righty into his wind. His first pitch is lined out towards second, and Jackson Hallmark makes a reaching grab up the middle. The second baseman able to spear it. So that ball was lasered off the bat of Desson. Barely got out of the box, and Hallmark able to snag the Adam ball. 102 off the bat for Desson. Tough luck out. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Noelbert walked his first time up. It was this part of the order that Miley issued 3 straight walks to load the bases back in the first. The pitch, fastball is up and away for ball one. But then struck out 2 in a row to escape the jam. Worked around an error in the second, and he's now retired 3 in a row. Righty into his wind, the 1-0. Spikes in a breaking ball, and the count's 2-0. Romero, right-handed batter. Pitch home. Fastball misses outside for ball 3. Romero on a mini little 4-game hitting streak. So he actually had a pretty long one that was snapped on the road during the road trip. He had gotten out to 8 before falling short in Myrtle Beach. 3-0, fastball down the middle, 3-1. Finished the entire road trip 11 for 35. It's a nice little boost of confidence for Noelbert as he's had his ebbs and flows this season. 3-1. Fastball way outside, and Miley walks Romero for the second time tonight. Fourth walk issued by Miley. His pitch count already at 50 here through 2 1/3. Brings up Isaac Baloney. Baloney walked his first time up. Cleanup man for the Shorebirds, 6 homers, 30 driven in, both tops as far as active players on the team. Hitting 253, 818 OPS. Middle infield at a mop. Shortstop Molina up the middle, second baseman Hallmark towards the hole on the right side. Here's the pitch. Curveball drops in at the knees, outside corner, 0-1. Outfield again, an interesting alignment. Center fielder Lo Perfido towards the right center gap, but so is the right fielder Whitaker. They basically pinch the alley. 0-1. Bologna, hard liner into right center field. That's a base hit. Up to second goes Romero. He'll stop there. Right fielder Whitaker gets it back in. Shorebirds with the first hit of the game for either side. It's a line drive single for Isaac Bologna. Brings up Isaac De Leon, 2 on, 1 out. De Leon had the first crack with the bases loaded back in the first, struck out swinging. Bit of a departure for him of late. He's been swinging a pretty good at bat past 2 weeks, and he's above 300. It's 10 for 35 on the road trip. Now hitting 197, 686 OPS, 3 homers, 19 driven in. The pitch. Slider splits the middle for strike one. First and second, 1 out, bottom of the third, scoreless for now. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield shades De Leon just a touch the other way. Oh, 1. Slider able to scrape the outside corner, and De Leon quickly in an 0-2 hole. Miley comes set, looks back to second, and now steps off. Fayetteville, very simple uniforms here on the road. The road gray is not just even adding any color, just gray and black. High black socks for Miley. The 0-2, De Leon checks his swing, snap throw back to first, and Baloney's picked off. Lorum out towards second, Romero will stay put on the bag. They tag out Baloney, and that's the second out of the inning. Perfectly executed that one time to perfection. First baseman Victor Mascai cut in behind Baloney after the pitch. Guillamo hit him, and Baloney caught in a rundown, eventually tagged out. Gets picked off for the second straight night. Picked off a second last night. It's now a man at second and 2 away. 1-2 count on De Leon. Miley looks to second the pitch, and De Leon, a high bouncer off the glove of the first baseman Mascai, keeps it in front of him, but by the time he recovers, everybody's safe. No play at first, and De Leon reaches on the second error of the day for Fayetteville. So now the pickoff of Bologna pays big dividends for Fayetteville. Is that going to potentially score a run there for the Shorebirds, or maybe even bases loaded one out? Instead, runners at the corners and two outs are Trendon Craig. Struck out looking his first time up. Came with the bases loaded and two outs in the first. Miley steps off, will reset. Now hits here with men at the corners, two outs, no score, bottom three. First pitch. Craig swings and fouls it back on a play for strike one. Trendon getting really aggressive on that first pitch. Was a nice hanger. Compared to his first at-bat, he was very timid. Waited a couple of pitches. Ended up getting caught looking. Pitch that had a good amount of the plate. 0-1. Craig, a hard grounder, back up the middle, behind the second base bag. Hallmark Field sets his feet. Second baseman with a long throw gets Craig. Sees positioned perfectly to steal a hit away from Craig and end the inning. But the game still scoreless. On to the fourth. No score after three here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt
writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, still no score between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Sam Jelinek with you. And we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Juan De Los Santos in some extremely colorful cleats comes in out of the pen to replace Carter Baumler. Baumler goes three scoreless innings. He is now up to nine scoreless innings to begin his career. Strikes out six, walks one, won't factor into the decision tonight. De Los Santos takes over for him, 6'3", 250-pound righty. Into his wind, his first pitch. His fastball and misses outside to Kennedy Corona for ball one. 2, 3, and 4 due up here for Fayetteville against De Los Santos. De Los got rocked his last time out. The 1-0. Corona takes a fastball up and in, and did that hit him or Creed Willems? Why was time called? Didn't hit Corona. Evidently, it got off of Willems. Willems waves off the assistant athletic trainer Griffin Pyatt, says he's okay. And the count is 2-0. Check that 1-1. Evidently, it got off of Corona's bat. That's why time was called. So a 1-1 count on Corona. De Los Santos, the pitch. Swing and a miss through 96 by Corona. It's 1-2. De Los Santos got hit around for 5 runs on 6 hits, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. First base side of the rubber, the windup, the 1-2. Fastball misses up and away. It's 2-2. De Los Santos turned 20 years old just over a week ago, May the 25th. Starts from a squat on the mound into his windup, the 2-2. Fastball just a little high, and the count's 3-2. Well, Well, for his past couple of outings, De Los Santos has had most amount of struggles he's seen in his career. The 3-2 is slapped out of play right field side. Count stays is full. It's allowed 14 runs, 12 earns. And over his past 11 and two-thirds frames, that's over three appearances. Prior to that, he hadn't even allowed more than two runs in any start. 3-2. Fastball called, strike three. 96 on the black. De Los Santos freezes Corona. And there's one away here in the fourth. At the start of this season, De Los Santos didn't allow more than one earned run in any of his first six starts. 27 innings. De Los Santos allowed just five earned runs, struck out 28. Here's Leo's Donnie Molina. Pitch home. Slider is down low for ball one. No score, top of the fourth. Fayetteville still without a hit. Shorebirds have the only hit in the game. That was an Isaac Bologna single in the last half inning. 1-0. Fastball outside black at the belt at 95, 1-1. Molina grounded out to short his first time up. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Three hole tonight for him. 1-1. Swing and a miss. An awkward swing on a slider backing up inside. Fooled him badly. Counts 1-2. One and two on Molina. The Rock, here it comes. Fastball way high in 96, and the count's even at two. De Los Santos, a four-pitch slider. Nobody on, works him a full wind. Peeks in over his black glove, raises the leg. The 2-2, fastball called, strike three. Again, the outside corner for De Los Santos. Fastball just glances off of it. Back-to-back strikeouts for De Los Santos here in the fourth. It's now actually four straight strikeouts for Delmarva pitching. Baumler ended the third with back-to-back Ks. De Los Santos opens the fourth with back-to-back strikeouts. Here's Joey Loperfido, cleanup man, two outs, nobody on. First pitch, fastball lined into the Shorebirds dugout, third base side. 0-1, no score, bases empty. De Los Santos trying to strike out the side here in the fourth. Loperfido grounded to first his first time up. Left-handed batter. Hands held way away from his body. The pitch, he swings and lines it into center. That'll drop in for a base hit on a hop in front of DeSone. Loperfido, a good advanced approach at the plate, just takes it right back up the middle. First hit of the game for Fayetteville. He's aboard with 2 outs for Logan Cerny. That's been the big difference for De Los Santos over his past basically 4 outings. He's been giving up a lot more hits than normal. Through his first 6 outings, he didn't allow more than 5 hits in a game. That happened just once. For the most part, he was containing it to 1 to 3 hits per start. First pitch to Cerny. He swings and golfs it in the air to straightaway right. Bologna barely has to move. Right fielder gets under it and puts it away. For the final out here in the fourth, Juan De Los Santos gives up a hit, but strands a runner aboard. Here in the scoreless fourth, on to the bottom of the fourth. No score here from Salisbury, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
bottom of the fourth between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Still no score. Both teams just one hit in the game. Fayetteville's committed two errors, but other than that, nothing but zeros up on the board. 7-8-9 for the Shorebirds here in the fourth. Creed Willems leads it off. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for strike one. And since walking three consecutive batters back in the first, Dalen Miley has settled back in for Fayetteville. Working the first base side of the rubber, the righty fires home. And Willems takes down the dirt, 1-1. Willems flying out to center his first time up. Hit a two-run homer in second inning of last night's game. Went 1-for-2, scored two runs, drew a walk. 1-1 pitch. Willems, a hot smash liner, speared by the first baseman, Victor Maskei, going down to a knee to his right. Able to hold on to it. So it brings up Moises Ramirez as he reached on an error his first time up. Ground ball up the middle. Leo's Donnie Molina fielded it. Throw to first was off target. Right on right here, one out, nobody on in the pitch. Swung on and missed, slider off the outside corner for strike one. Ramirez was 1-for-3 last night. He's actually got a little mini three-game hitting streak going on. 0-1. He swings and lines it into center for a base hit just out of the reach of the second baseman, Jackson Hall. Hallmark. And that's a one-out single for Moises Ramirez. He's got a four-game hitting streak. Things really came to a head for Moises during the road trip. We mentioned it day before that we took off. Ramirez had a BP round where it was really impressive, but he was so frustrated that he couldn't do it in games. Well, suddenly he is. Here's Aaronson Placencia. Man at first, one out, the pitch. Takes a fastball inside for ball one. Placencia struck out swinging his first time up. Ramirez at first, one out, bottom four, no score. Pitch. Down in the dirt, hits off the umpire, Steve Craze, but Ramirez will still be able to advance. As he kicks away to Guilama, the catcher's right. Wild pitch. Man in scoring position. Second baseman Hallmark will keep Ramirez tight at second. Outfield shades Placencia a little bit the other way. 2-0, beg your pardon. It's chopped high on the ground to third, out of the reach of the third baseman Ramirez, but backed up by the shortstop Molina in the hole. He has no play, and Placencia safe at first on an infield single. Ramirez takes third, and there's men at the corners with one away. It's a perfectly placed Baltimore shot. Good job by Molina to keep it on the in. But still men at the corners, now one out for the top of the order and Luis Valdez. Valdez 0-for-2. He's grounded out to second and struck out swinging. Shorebirds threatening again. Left the bases loaded in the first. Now here in the fourth. Man of the corners, one out. Valdez from the left side. The pitch. Swings and slices it out of play. Third base side. Counts 0-1. Valdez currently with a 14-game on base streak. It's gone from May the 20th until now. Corners play in, middle infield back, the pitch. Valdez swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Miley has certainly gotten the strikeouts when he has needed them. Punched out back-to-back batters to end the first, back-to-back hitters to end the second. Four total in the game. 0-2 on Valdez. First and third, one out. The pitch. Valdez takes, slider down and in. And the count's 1-2. Shorebirds trying to strike first. It's a barn burner last night. A lot of runs early. Exact opposite tonight. 1-2. Valdez, a liner out to short. Grab by the shortstop Molina. Runners did a good job freezing. Get back to their bases. That's the second out here in the fourth. Second line out of the inning. Brings up Mishael Desone. DeSone has walked and lined out to second. Man of the corners, two outs. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers scoreless here in the fourth. First pitch. DeSone takes a breaking ball down and away for ball one. Enfield plays back. Miley set at the letters. Takes a peek at first, fires home, and DeSone takes low for ball two. It's been mostly breaking stuff tonight for Miley. He's gotten a number of swings and misses. It has pushed him behind the count probably more often than he'd like here tonight. 2-0. DeSone off the hands, fouls it back, got busted inside by a good fastball. It's 2-1. DeSone square stance, bounces up and off his front toe. The 2-1, he swings, hits a one-hopper back up the middle, blocked by the second baseman. Hallmark picks it up, throws to first, and still gets DeSone for the final out here in the fourth. Hallmark nearly botched it, but able to recover and end the inning, stranding runners at first and third. On to the fifth, no score after four here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Still a scoreless game. Shorebirds strand runners at the corners. The end of the fourth. Juan de los Santos comes back out to work for a second inning out of the bullpen. Into his windup, his first pitch to Tyler Whitaker. Fastball belt high in the outside corner for strike one. 6-7-8 due up for Fayetteville against De Los Santos. Struck out two in his first inning. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider hard at 87 down and away. Whitaker can't touch it. It's 0-2. Whitaker 0-1 has struck out tonight. That was against Carter Baumler, who went three innings, struck out six, and now has extended his scoreless inning streak to begin his career out to nine. 0-2. Fastball runs up and in, and the count's 1-2. Between Baumler and now De Los Santos, Shorebirds pitching has struck out eight over the first four innings. De Los Santos into his windup, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball 96 up in the zone. Gets Whitaker to swing through it, and there's one away here in the fifth. This is the sharpest we've seen De Los Santos in quite a good bit of time. He had a really good stuff at Myrtle Beach. His fastball was up to 97-98. The problem was, location-wise, it just wasn't there. Here tonight, he's got both the velo and the pinpoint accuracy. Here's Victor Mascai, left-handed batter. First pitch, breaking ball, drops low for ball one. Mascai struck out his first time up. 5-0. Mascai, a big swing, lofts it in the air down the third base side. That slices back and out of play. 1-1. Thankfully, no rain here in the area, as out in Baltimore, they were in a rain delay, which is still ongoing. Camden Yards, Cubs, and Orioles have yet to get underway tonight. Let's get a little bit into our Birdland scoreboard. 1-1. Mascai lofts it in the air out to left, chasing Craig towards the line. The left fielder there, and he puts it away for the second out here in the fifth. A game that was affected by rain yesterday, the Norfolk Tides, finally got to play today, which is the AAA debut for both Jordan Westberg and Gunnar Henderson. And Gunnar loves to make a debut. He has homered in his first AAA at-bat, because that's what Gunnar does. He homered in his first single-A at-bat with the Shorebirds. Now does it at AAA. First pitch to Freddy Guillamo is fouled back for strike one. Other Birdland scores. Bowie playing a doubleheader against Harrisburg. Took game one by a final of 4-2. Jensen Elliott the win. Game two coming up shortly. Aberdeen and Brooklyn, they're playing game two of their doubleheader. The 0-1 is roped down the left field line, but that'll hook foul. It's 0-2. Aberdeen took game one, 1-0. Carlos Tavera, six shutout innings. Game two, it's already 3-0. Aberdeen, the bottom of the third. 0-2 here on Guillamo. The pitch, fastball just outside, and the count's 1-2. Two outs, top of the fifth. Scoreless game. Guillamo walked his first time up. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers, after playing 13-7 game last night, scoreless here in the fifth. The 1-2. Guillamo takes just down and away. De Los Santos wanted it again. Didn't get it at 97. It's 2-2. Wipes the dirt off the rubber. Smears it a little on his pant leg. 2-2 on Guillamo. De Los Santos the turn. Here's the pitch. Yanks that fastball outside, and from 0-2, we've gone to 3-2. Fayetteville has an arm loosening out in the bullpen. That's Alex Santos, who will work in tandem until he's done after four. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball. Finally outside. Guillamo chases, and De Los Santos with four strikeouts through two sends us to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway home. No score here from Purdue Stadium on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing, well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth here from Salisbury. It's Fayetteville nothing and Delmarva nothing. TechNet call of the bullpen kicks off to Miley. Miley goes four shutout frames, worked around a lot of danger, walked four, allowed three hits, but struck out four as well. Santos, the righty, takes over for him. His first pitch to Noelbert Romero. It's a fastball in the outside corner and an even 90 for strike one. Santos making his 11th appearance of the season, fourth out of the bullpen. Wind up the 0-1. Romero tries to check his swing, but he went around on a breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Santos 6-4, 194. 3.96 ERA. 0-2. Romero off the end of the bat. Lofts it out of play, third base side. It's 0-2. Santos has struck out 47, walked 15. 29 hits, 21 runs, 17 earns. Pone's batting just 199 against him. 0-2. Romero, a high fly ball to left, chasing Corona back in front of the warning track. He's lost it a little, but then gets under it and puts it away for the first out here in the fifth, and takes a deep breath after making the catch. I think he actually did lose that up in the lights, then recovered as it came out. He's able to put it away. We've seen a number of players over the years lose the ball up in the twilight here in Salisbury. And luckily for Alex Santos and Kennedy Corona, he was able to recover. One out here, bottom five. Nobody on for Isaac Bologna now. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Santos 6'4", 194. He's 20 years old, grew up in New York, 1-0. Bologna, a big swing and miss over a slider, 1-1. Second round pick of the Astros back in 2020 with the pick that Houston received after Gerrit Cole signed with the Yankees, 1-1. Bologna swing and a miss, 1-2. It's a little serendipitous that Santos got selected by Houston because he actually grew up a diehard Yankees fan. 1-2 delivery. Bologna takes breaking ball in the dirt, counts even at 2. So naturally it was the pick that Houston got with Gerrit Cole going to New York that sent Santos from New York to Houston. 2-2 pitch. Bologna takes a fastball up and away, and the count's full. And Santos had actually been committed to the University of Maryland, a team that nearly made their way to a regional or super regional after hosting the regional this past week. 3-2. Up and away, ball four. Bologna walks. He's aboard with one out here in the fifth. Maryland's able to host the regional down in College Park. Forced a seventh and deciding game against UConn. Came up just short. Huskies advancing. Here's Isaac De Leon. First pitch to him. He swings and misses. Slider outside for strike one. One out, runner at first. Bottom of the fifth, but no score. Isaac De Leon, the batter, is 0-2. Santos from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. De Leon lays off this time, 1-1. Last time out for Santos was on the second against Fredericksburg. He started, went five innings, took the loss. 1-1. De Leon takes on the outside corner, 1-2. Top 10 prospect in the Astro system, number 10 per MLB pipeline. Santos from the belt, the 1-2. Missed outside with the fastball, 2-2. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers, game 2 of 6 here this week. Shorebirds looking for what would be their second consecutive home series win. 2-2. De Leon swings and misses way out in front of the slider. He's down on strikes, and there's two away here in the fifth. Seems like forever ago at this point, as it was about 2.5 weeks ago, that the Shorebirds took 5 of 6 here at home against Fredericksburg. Here's Trenton Craig, man at first, 2 outs. Santos, short leg kick, the pitch. Craig tried to hold off on the breaking ball in the dirt, but went around, checked swing. It's 0-1. Craig hitting out of the 6-hole. It's 0-2 as struck out looking and grounded to second both times, ending the first and third with runners aboard. Bases loaded in the first, men at the corners in the third. The pitch, Craig swings and blasts one high in the air. Deep left center field, Corona going back, looking up, it's gone! A two-run homer for Trenton Craig. Gets the birds on the board here in the fifth. A two-run homer. 403 feet, 105 miles an hour off the bat for Craig, his second of the season. And it's 2-0 Shorebirds here in the fifth. So Craig, after seeing two opportunities fall by the wayside early, jumps over that offering from Alex Santos and drives it out to left center. First pitch from Santos to Creed Willems, misses up and away for ball one. And the Shorebirds with a long ball strike first. Santos stays from the stretch with nobody on. 1-0. Willems takes high for ball two. Willems 0 for 2 has fly to center and line to first. But for Trendon, it continues against Myrtle Beach. He drove in a number of runs. Two runs driven in last night, the 2-0. Willems swings and misses 2-1. Had two hits as well. After starting off his Delmarva career pretty slowly, has rounded into form. 2-1 pitch. Willems takes down and away for ball three. Willems homered himself last night. 3-1. Willems takes on the outside corner and the count's full. Two nothing Shorebirds now, bottom of the fifth. 3-2 pitch coming to Creed Willems. He swings and misses. Santos sits him down for the final out here in the fifth, but the Shorebirds strike first. Trendon Craig, a two-run homer with two outs, starts the scoring tonight. On to the sixth, it's now Delmarva 2 and Fayetteville nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the sixth, it's now Delmarva 2 and Fayetteville nothing. Juan de los Santos back. She throws to Yuris Ramirez as a breaking ball cut on and missed. Down and away for strike one. Trendon Craig, a two-run homer in the last of the fifth with two outs. Starts the scoring finally tonight as time called, and Creed Willems will head out to the mound to chat with de los Santos about their signs here. De los has retired four in a row. He struck out four. As the bottom of the order to lead it off here in the sixth, 9-1-2. And it looks like we might need the whiteout again. This happened on the road at Charleston, where Brian Hernandez needed to get his fingers painted. And now Creed Willems will get a little manicure here at the start of the sixth. Pitch coach Joe Hallmacher comes out and will be the one to do the deed. So he paints Creed's fingernails with white out here to make sure that De Los Santos can see the signs. It's always one of the funniest things whenever this has to happen. Some catchers just keep nail polish on their fingers year-round, actually, to make sure that no matter what, they're always prepared. Now Creed's fingers bright white, and we're ready to go here in the sixth. An 0-1 count on Ramirez. De Los Santos, the wind, the pitch. Fastball hits the spot outside corner. At the knees, it's 0-2. Ramirez struck out swinging his first time up against Baumler. De Los Santos looking crisp tonight. 0-2. Way outside, throws to the backstop. Counts 1-2. With Craig's homer, bottom of the fifth, Shorebirds with two homers already here on the homestand. That is more than they hit during the entirety of their series last week against Myrtle Beach. 1-2. Fastball misses high, and the count's even at 2. Ramirez, right-handed batter, crowns the plate, spreads out his legs. 2-2. Checks his swing. It's a called strike three anyways. Fastball at the knees. De Los Santos here in the sixth. Back-to-back strikeouts now for De Los Santos. He's punched out five. And the Fayetteville dugout really giving it to Steve Craze now. He puts up his hands, tell him, close it up real quick. First pitch, Jackson Hallmark's on the inside corner for strike one. Of course, had the situation last night where the count was lost. Isaac Baloney thought he had worked a walk. Turned out he hadn't. 0-1. Hallmark swings and pops it up. Right side of the infield. Second baseman Valdez out into the outfield grass. Gets under it. Second baseman puts it away for the second out here in the sixth. That's the first we've heard any griping over the strike zone here in the first day plus. Brings up Kennedy Corona. Of course, with a six-game series, these umpires are here the entirety of the series, so if you get off on the wrong foot, it's going to be a really long week. Corona 0-2. He's grounded a short and struck out looking. De Los Santos fires home, and the fastball's on the outside flank for strike one, and Corona not happy about that call. A long stare back to Steve Craze about that pitch. De Los Santos lifts his leg. 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2. 2-0 Shorebirds, top of the sixth. Trenton Craig, two-out, two-run homer. Bottom of the fifth. Second straight game that he's driven in at least two runs. 0-2 on Corona. De Los Santos fires home. And a fastball ripped to third, but speared by Romero at the hot corner as he comes up with the liner to retire Corona and end the inning. A 1-2-3 frame for Juan de Los Santos. He's set down seven in a row. On to the bottom of the sixth. It's Delmarva 2 and Fayetteville nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side. To care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it matters how much you care. There's so much to protect today. Grace, pride,
Your Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds. See if you choose an available game. The team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-2112 or go to the Shorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds working with a 2-0 lead over the Woodpeckers. Trenton Craig, his second homer of the season, two-run shot. Providing all the offense in the game to this point, just five hits between the two teams. One for Fayetteville, four for Delmarva. 8-9-1, due up for the Shorebirds against Alex Santos, who came in out of the pen and immediately allowed the two runs. And what is almost a mirror image of last Wednesday's game, first pitch to Moises Ramirez. This is up high for ball one. In that game, the Shorebirds lost to the Pelicans 2-0. Carter Baumler went three scoreless, then Dan Fetterman came on. 1-0. Ramirez takes, fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. And Fetterman immediately gave up a two-run homer, which proved to be the only runs in the game. Shorebirds lost 2-0. 1-1 to Ramirez. He swings and dribbles it to the back. Now the Shorebirds on the other end of a 2-0 scoreline, this time taking the lead on the two-run homer for Craig. Baumler with three shutout innings again, and Juan de Los Santos with three more scoreless after him. 1-2. Ramirez takes, it's down in the dirt. 2-2. Ramirez 1-for-2 with a single his last time up. Bottom of the order, Ramirez and Plasencia each with singles. Just four hits in the game for the Shorebirds. Santos the windup, the pitch. And Ramirez swings and misses. Breaking ball in the dirt will run it out to first. Catcher Guillamo steps out into the baseline, fires to first, retires Ramirez, and there's one away here in the sixth. Brings up Aaronson Plasencia. Plasencia one for two. High chopper into the hole at short his last time up that produced a single. He was stranded at first, meant at the corners to end that inning. First pitch to him. It's down and away for ball one. One thing you might have noticed about Plasencia is if you go online and Google his name, not a whole lot will come up. If you go by the spelling that's on our roster, 1-0. Plasencia swings and misses, fastball up and out of the zone, 1-1. And that's because on basically every recorded piece of information that I could find online, Plasencia's name is spelled without an N, 1-1. Plasencia swings and misses, breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. It's spelled E-R-I-S-O-N online. And after discovering the discrepancy, I finally went to the source myself and asked Plasencia, in Spanish, of course, Plasencia doesn't speak too much English, if his name has two N's, tu nombre tiene dos N's. And Plasencia said C. 1-2. Slider off the outside corner, and the count's even at two. So for some reason, when he was signed on Baseball Reference on MILB.com, everywhere you look online, his name doesn't contain an N. It was lost in translation. 2-2. Fastball called, strike three. As Steve Craze gives the same corner that he brings up Plasencia, and there's two away here in the sixth. But everything the Orioles keep internally, his name is spelled with an N, Aaronson. So why it got lost somewhere along the lines beyond me. Here's Luis Valdez, top of the order, shows bunt on the first pitch, draws it back, and pitch misses low for ball one. And if you're questioning it, well, the man himself says it's two ends, so two ends it is. Two outs, nobody on for Valdez. Switch hitter bats left. Shorebirds lead 2-0. The pitch he takes. It's down low with a changeup. 2-0. Two-run homer for Trenton Craig in the last of the fifth. Providing the only runs of the game. Bottom six right now. 2-0. Valdez slices it out of play up into the sweet level. 2-1. Infield plays Valdez to Pollock, set for Ramirez at third and on the grass. The 2-1. Again, Valdez late on the fastball, sends it screaming out of play, third base side. And the count's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Luis Valdez. Santos the windup, the pitch. And Valdez rolls it over on the ground to first. Mascai down to a knee, picks it up. First baseman goes to the bag himself. Retires Valdez. And ends the inning. Shorebirds down in order. We're on to the seventh. Still Delmarva 2 and Fayetteville nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, for Birds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Strapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Thank you.
top of the seventh. It's the Shorebirds 2 and the Woodpeckers nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on a beautiful Wednesday evening. Sun is almost completely set at this point. Lights are on in full effect. It's a gorgeous night for baseball, low 70s. And the Shorebirds with the lead, making it even better. Juan de los Santos has retired seven in a row out of the bullpen. Has 3, 4, and 5 due up for Fayetteville. Leo's Donnie Molina leads it off, the shortstop. He's 0 for 2, is grounded to short and struck out against de los Santos. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, and the first pitch is cut on and missed. 93 there from Delos. Took a little something off of it. Strike one. 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses up and away at 95. Back to his normal velocity there from Delos Santos. And the count's even at one. 1-1 pitch. Slider popped in the air down the first baseline. Long run for the first baseman. Ramirez gets under it and puts it away in front of a sliding Bologna in foul territory. Ramirez does a face plant, getting out of the way of Bologna, who joshes him on his way back to the base. But Moyes is able to stay upright long enough to make the catch a little over the shoulder for the first out here. Brings up Joey Loperfido, the center fielder. It's 1 for 2 with a base hit back in the fourth. So far, the only hit in the game for Fayetteville. Had just two base runners, a single and a walk. The pitch, fastball inside, pushes him off the plate. For ball one, Loperfido, big left-handed batter. Hands held way away from his body, stretches his arms out nearly completely. 1-0. He swings and pounds it into the ground on three hops. Ramirez at first skips by him. Second baseman Valdez backs it up, throws to first, but it's not in time. De los Santos was covering. Loperfido beat it. And that'll be a single. So a man at first and one out for Logan Cerny. Cerny 0 for 2. Has struck out and flying to right. Right-handed batter, Loperfido, a huge lead at first. De los Santos fires home. Loperfido takes off. Pitch misses inside. The throw to second. Not in time. Was a strong one from Willems, but he never had a chance. With the jump that Loperfido had, as well as the lead, he had second before the pitch was even thrown. Loperfido, that's his 11th stolen base of the season. He's been caught 8 times as well. Good grief. So he's at second with one out for Cerny, ahead in the count 1-0. The pitch. Cerny swings and pounds it off his foot for strike one. Cerny with a run driven in last night. Actually drove in a couple. Ended with three. Three hits, a home run. Swings the 1-1. Tying run of the plate for Fayetteville. Team that hits the most homers in the Carolina League. Cerny at the plate, right-handed batter. Loperfido at second, one out, top of the seventh. It's 2-0 Delmarva, the pitch. And Cerny fouls it back and out of play. 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Cerny. One out, man in second. Here it comes. Slider called strike three. Freezes Cerny, buckled his knees. De los Santos with his sixth strikeout of the game. And there's two outs here in the seventh. Brings up Tyler Whitaker and De los Santos out away from stranding a man in scoring position. Snapped his streak of 8 in a row, retired. Loperfido's now singled off of him twice. Whitaker, right-handed batter, first delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball busting in at 95. 0-1. Whitaker last night was 1 for 3, double, run driven in. De Los Santos, hands held high, the pitch. And it's fouled straight back. That was a fastball to hit. And Whitaker nearly squared it up. It's 0-2. Loper Fido on second, 2 outs, top of the seventh. 2-0 Shorebirds. Only runs coming in the fifth inning on Trenton Craig's 2-run homer. 0-2. Breaking ball called, strike three. Back-to-back backwards Ks from Juan de Los Santos to end the seventh. He's tied his season high with 7 Ks. Strands Loper Fido out at second. The stretch, it's Delmarva 2 and Fayetteville nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It might be buzzed when you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the whoops. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch. Time to bomb the seventh. It's Delmarva 2 and Fayetteville nothing. Good pitching duel between the two sides tonight. Just one mistake has been made. Michael Desone leads it off here in the seventh against Alex Santos and takes down an in for ball one. Trenton Craig, a two-out, two-run homer in the last of the fifth. Provided the only runs of the game. Six hits between the two sides. 1-0. Desone ropes it on the ground to third on one hop. Speared by Ramirez, though. First to retire Desone and retire him on a 5-3 putout. That is the third baseball that Desone has hit on the screws, but he has nothing to show for it. Now 0-3. He's lined out and grounded out hard twice. Brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero has walked twice and flied out to left. He's on a four-game hitting streak, trying to get it down to five. Right-handed batter, Santos, the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, out in front of a breaking ball outside. It's 0-1. Romero flied to left his last time up. That was against Santos, actually was the first batter that he faced, 0-1. Romero, a three-hopper out to short. Molina on the backhand. Fields throws to first, wide of the bag, but the first baseman, Mascai, comes off, grabs it, and tags Romero on the way by to retire him. And there's quickly two away here in the seventh. So quickly two away here in the seventh. Four pitches in for Santos. Brings up Isaac Bologna. He's perfect on the night. A single and two walks. Left-handed batter, first pitch, he swings and lines it out to second, but right at Jackson Hallmark. And the Shorebirds barrel up a couple of balls here in the seventh, but absolutely diddly squat to show for it. Down in order, we're on to the eighth. 2-0 Shorebirds here on the base, or here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com, Fan Zone, and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today.
2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gallagher on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the eighth in a pitcher's duel, it's the Shorebirds 2 and the Woodpeckers nothing. Carter Baumler and Juan de los Santos combining for 7 shutout innings to this point for the Shorebirds. De los Santos back to work, his first pitch here in the eighth. It's a fastball up and away to Victor Mascai. 1-0. Mascai 0-2, left-handed batter. De los Santos the windup and the pitch. And Mascai hits it way up into the air. Foul ground, third base side. Romero in front of the Birds. Dugout can't make the play. It falls in between Romero and De Leon. And the at-bat continues for Victor Mascai. There's no wind right now. The flag out in center. One-one, and Mascai swings and drills it in the air deep down the right field line. Baloney going back. He leaps, but it's gone. And the drop foul pop comes back to bite the Shorebirds immediately. Victor Mascai takes the very next pitch, deposits it over the wall and right. Shutout bid over for the Birds. And Victor Mascai with a solo homer has made this a one-run game. Mascai with his 6th homer of the season, 21st run driven in. It'll be technically an unearned run on the foul pop-up. Now Freddie Guillamo digs in, takes down and away from De Los Santos for ball one. First homer that De Los Santos has allowed since back on the 10th against Salem. Here's the pitch. Slider outside corner for a called strike. Now is homer given up to Edinson Paulino, left-handed batter, and again it's Mascai, a lefty, who gets him here to lead off the 8th. 1-1, cut on and missed, and the count's 1-2. Guillamo 0-1, the pitch. Swing and a miss, set him down swinging. De Los Santos now tying his career high with 8 strikeouts tonight. There's one away here in the 8th. 8 strikeouts, and more importantly, De Los Santos hasn't walked anybody, giving up just the 1 run on 3 hits. Right now, the Shorebirds with the lead, 2-1. Final hitter, Urias Ramirez, digs in. First pitch home. Slider is down and away for ball 1. Ramirez 0-2. He struck out twice. Square stance from the right side, crowds the plate, the pitch. Back to the slider on the outside corner, 1-1. So it's a one-run game. Solo homer for Mascai. 1-1. Fastball belt high down the middle. It's 1-2. Fourth homer of the series already for Fayetteville. It's one thing to have a reputation as a long ball hitting bunch, to actually come in and do it. 1-2. Fastball down the middle again. Ramirez can't pull the trigger, and Juan de los Santos with a new career high. 9 strikeouts tonight. 2 outs here in the 8th. It's been an easy 9 strikeouts for De Los Santos. 5 of them have actually come looking, the majority. Back to the top of the order in Jackson Hallmark, first pitch. Fastball outside corner at the knees for strike 1. And De Los Santos at just 62 pitches, he has gotten more than 0-1.
Hallmark takes on the outside corner, 94, nibbles the edge. It's 0-2. De Los Santos, a new career high at 9. He wants double digits. 2 outs in the eighth. Here's the 0-2. Down and away, and the count's 1-2. De Los Santos has struck out 4 of the past 5 batters he's faced. Homer interrupting that streak. 1-2 on Hallmark. Kicking the pitch. Down and away, and the count's 2-2. Hallmark 0-3. He struck out twice and popped to second. De Los Santos getting very rapid in his pace. Now takes some time, slows down. Right-handed batter. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. De Los Santos with his 10th strikeout of the game. Ends the 8th and sends us to the bottom of the 8th. It's now a 2-1 game. Victor Mascai, a solo homer. But Juan De Los Santos, a new career high, 10 punch-outs. On the bottom of the 8th, it's Fayetteville now trailing the Shorebirds 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellman, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds TV audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellman on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at 410-219-3112. It's a one-run game as we go to the bottom of the 8th here from Salisbury. Now Delmarva 2 and Fayetteville 1. Solo homer for Victor Mascai gets the Woodpeckers to within a run, and the Shorebirds will try to provide some breathing room for Juan De Los Santos before we go to the 9th. 5, 6, and 7 day up. Isaac De Leon, Trenton Craig, and Creed Willems against Alex Santos. Santos the righty into his wind. First pitch to De Leon. Fastball down the middle for strike 1. De Leon 0-3, struck out twice and reached on an error. Oh-1. De Leon swings and misses a wicked hack at a slider that had plenty of the plate. 0-2, De Leon does have a 10-game on base streak that's currently in some peril. Down the count 0-2, Santos lifts the leg, the pitch. And De Leon a high chomper to third, charging in Ramirez. He gloves, throws on the run, and gets De Leon by a couple of steps here for the first down in the 8th. It's now Trenton Craig. He's provided all the offense tonight for the Shorebirds. As both teams have only scored by way of a long ball. 2-run homer for Craig back in the 5th. Solo homer for Victor Mascai in the top of the 8th. Other than that, nothing but zeros. First pitch to Craig. He swings and misses. Fastball down and away for strike 1. One thing you might have noticed with Craig, he's using a new bat. Very similar model that Michael Desson is using as well. A couple other guys are swinging it as well. 0-1, Craig hits another high drive. Deep right center. Loperfido racing back on the warning track. He leaps, can't make the catch, and it bangs off the wall back towards center. Craig around second, makes his way to third, and is in with a headlong dive ahead of the throw. It's a triple for Trenton Craig, and he's at third with one out here in the 8th. Loperfido thankfully okay, back up on his feet out in center. He went to field wall, nearly hauled it in. But Craig now at third with one out. Shorebirds with a chance to restore a 2-run lead. Infield comes in for Fayetteville. First pitch to Willems. Swing and a miss out in front of a breaking ball for strike 1. Anyway, the model of bat that
Craig is using is a new shipment that was sent up from Florida. Both he and DeSone are using them. Apparently bringing pretty good pop. 0-1. Willems takes in the dirt. Nice block by Guillamo. 1-1. Willems is 0-3. He's flying out to center, line to first, and struck out swinging. One-one. Willems out in front of a changeup, waves through it. It's 1-2. Freed has been much better with two strikes of late, striking out much lower clip over the past 3 weeks than he did at the start of his Delmarva career. Spreads out in the box, squats down a little lower. The 1-2 lays off a fastball high, counts even at two. Really takes a two-strike approach to the extreme. Crowns the plate. Craig at third, one out. Bottom of the eighth, it's 2-1 Delmarva. Infield in for Fayetteville. 2-2 from Santos. And Willems takes in the dirt. Another good block by Guillamo. And the count's full, 3-2. On deck, Moises Ramirez. But for now, it's Willems and Santos with a man at third and one out. Santos from the belt. Fires home. And Willems swings, foul tips it, held on to by Guillamo. Big strikeout for Santos, his fifth out of the pen. And there's two away here in the A. Shorebirds would hate to leave this runner at third. So far in the game scoring position, 1-8. First pitch to Moises Ramirez again in the dirt, but Guillamo comes up big again. Deadens it with his chest for ball one. Shorebirds 1-8 with runners in scoring position. They've stranded eight as well. Ramirez, the 8-hole hitter, 1-3 tonight. Singled back in the four. Santos steals home. Breaking ball down and away for ball two. Craig's tripled with one out in the inning. Willems struck out, and now Ramirez ahead in the count 2-0. On deck is the 9-hole hitter, Aronson Plasencia. And if Santos would rather face him. 2-0 on Ramirez, right on right matchup. Here it comes. It's down in the dirt, gets through the legs of Guillamo to the backstop, and Craig comes in to score standing. A big wild pitch allows Craig to score from third, and the Shorebirds restore their 2-run lead. So it's 3-1 Shorebirds now. Craig scores from third, and the 3-0 to Ramirez. He swings away and pops it up. Down the first baseline in front of the bag, the first baseman Muskai in foul territory. Now fair. Makes the grab, straddling the line to retire Ramirez and end the inning. But Trenton Craig triples, comes home to score as the ball goes through the legs of the catcher Guillamo. And we're on to the ninth. Shorebirds will try to close it out. Delmarva now on top of Fayetteville 3-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
On to the top of the ninth, Shorebirds leading the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 3-1 in the first pitch. From Juan de los Santos to Kennedy Corona has popped back down to play for strike one. Juan de los Santos wasting no time. He is in some kind of rhythm. He's struck out a career-high 10. He's allowed just one run over five innings. He's trying to match a career-long six-inning outing to pick up the win tonight. It's 3-1 Shorebirds at the top of the ninth. Kennedy Corona leads it off. The 0-1. Slider down and away, 1-1. De los Santos at 68 pitches. His season high is 86. Got a lot of leash left to work with. Corona right-handed batter. The 1-1. Slider rolled on the ground to third. Back of the bag, Romero has it, sets his feet, fires across, and gets Corona for the first out here in the ninth. That's the first out since the first out in the seventh that Juan de los Santos didn't record by way of the strikeout. He's punched out a career-high 10 over 5 and a third. Here's the 3-0 hitter, Liozdani, is swung on and fouled back and over our heads for strike one. Shorebirds, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Fayetteville, 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors. Trenton Craig has accounted for all the offense tonight for Delmarva. 0-1. Slider tapped foul of the box, it's 0-2. Craig hit a 2-run homer in the 5th to start the scoring, and then tripled and scored on a wild pitch in the last of the 8th. Fayetteville's only run came on a solo homer for Victor Mascai to lead off the 8th. That came after an error prolonged the at-bat. 0-2 on Molina. De Los Santos struck him out back in the 4th. 0-2 pitch. Fastball, can't get the call. Outside corner, a little high. It's 1-2. One, two on its way. And De Los Santos' fastball is rocketed into right by Molina for a base hit. Stayed with it, goes the other way, and the tying run comes to the plate for Fayetteville here in the ninth. Hugo Beltran has started to warm out in the Shorebirds' bullpen, just in case De Los Santos goes on the ropes. Well, Perfido has gotten to De Los Santos twice tonight. He's 2-for-3. Line drive single in the 4th, infield single back in the 7th. Error at first, that's Molina, but Loperfido, the one who matters at the plate, tying run. First pitch, fastball fouled back into the sweet level, strike one. Loperfido on the season, just like many Fayetteville hitters, has smacked a number of homers. He's got 4, driven in 21. Middle infield at double play depth to the pole side for the left-handed batter. De Los Santos, letter high set. The pitch, runner goes, misses down and away. Willems throw to second from his knees. Not in time. De Los Santos very slow to the plate. And Molina able to steal the base on him. So double play, no longer an option. Molina with his 12th stolen base of the season. And the count 1-1 on Loperfido. 3-1 Shorebirds, top of the ninth. 1 loss last night. 1-1. Down and in, goes straight to the backstop. Karam's right back to Willems. Throws to third, but not in time to get Molina. It's 2-1. Wild pitch sends Molina to third. And for the first time tonight, De Los Santos in a little bit of hot water. Two and one on Loperfido. Beltran still loosening out in the bullpen. De Los Santos at 76 pitches. For him to finish this one off on his own, allowed to be a little bit more economical down the stretch. Infield plays back the 2-1. And Loperfido hits it in the air down the left field line, slicing towards the Shorebirds bullpen, and it'll drop in. Third baseman Romero was the one closest to it, but nobody had a play on it. And the count's even at 2. It was Baumler for the first three innings tonight for Delmarva. Faced 10 batters, struck out 6 of them, walked just 1. De Los Santos since the 4th, given up 4 hits, a homer, struck out 10. Trying to wrap it up here in the 9th. Man at third, 1 out. Here's the pitch. And Lo Perfido slashes it out of play, third base side. And the count stays even at 2. Lo Perfido taps the plate both sides, takes a stance. De Los Santos leans in for the sign, now twists to the set. Man at third, 1 out in the 9th. The 2-2. And Lo Perfido, a high chopper out towards second on the big hop. Valdez grabs it, throws to first, retires Lo Perfido. Molina comes home to score. Shorebirds conceded the run for the out. And now Fayetteville down to their final out. But now down just a run. 3-2. Shorebirds lead the Woodpeckers. Final man, final hope for Fayetteville's low. Big swing and a miss. 96 up in the zone. Cerny homered last night, proved to be the game winner. A two-run shot. Part of a three-homer barrage. The 0-1. It's up and away, 1-1. Cerny ended up driving in 3. He's got 8 homers on the season. 3-2 Shorebirds, top of the 9. Cerny, the tying run at the plate. De Los Santos winds and deals. And Cerny hits it in the air, deep left field. Craig goes back in front of the warning track, has enough room, puts it away, and ends the ball game. Juan De Los Santos sets a new career high with 10 strikeouts and ties a career high with 6 innings as he picks up the win for the Shorebirds and seals up a 3-2 win for Delmarva here on Wednesday night. Shorebirds even the series up at a game apiece. Your final score, and the Delmarva Shorebirds 3 and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final score tonight, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Woodpeckers 2. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium and the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Zelnick here with you, here to recap a Shorebirds victory over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Your final score, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Woodpeckers 2. A finely pitched game between both sides. The Shorebirds able to hang on by the skin of their teeth in the ninth inning, with Carter Baumler and Juan de los Santos leading the way for the Birds on the mound, and Trenton Craig basically carrying the entire load at the plate. Let's go ahead and recap how this one happened. We went through the first four innings scoreless. Carter Baumler for the Shorebirds went the first three scoreless. He's now up to nine scoreless innings to begin his professional career. He has also now struck out 15. Baumler ended up going three shutout innings, walked one, and struck out six. But after three, nothing was doing. Juan de los Santos threw a scoreless fourth, while Dylan Miley was scoreless as well. We didn't get our first runs of the game until the bottom of the fifth. Two outs, a man at first, and Trenton Craig, with a two-run bomb out to left center, his second of the year, made it 2-0 Shorebirds. Fast forward to the eighth, Juan de los Santos is still absolutely shoving for the Shorebirds. Victor Miskai looks like he pops out to third in foul ground, but the pop-up is dropped. The at-bat continues. The very next pitch, Miskai homers out to right field to make it a 2-1 game. Shorebirds added an insurance run, what proved to be a very important insurance run in the bottom of the eighth. Trenton Craig tripled with one away, and then scored later in the inning on a wild pitch to make it 3-1. In the ninth, Leozdani Molina singled with one out, stole second, went to third on a wild pitch, and then scored on a ground out to make it 3-2. And then Logan Cerny, a deep fly ball to left, just stayed in the yard. Trenton Craig had just enough room to haul it in front of the warning track and end the game for a Delmarva victory. Your final line scores here in this one for Fayetteville: two runs, four hits, two errors. They strand eight. Delmarva, they end up going three runs, five hits, one error, Fayetteville, they end up stranding three, beg your pardon. Well, Delmarva, they go three runs, five hits, one error. They strand eight, had them backwards there for a second. Juan de los Santos, a much-deserved win, improves to 2-6. He goes six innings, that ties a career high. He strikes out a career-high 10. Allows just one run on four hits. It was an unearned run, or two runs, one earned, beg your pardon, on four hits. Doesn't walk anybody for the first time or second time this season as well. Alex Santos takes the loss for Fayetteville. He goes four innings, allows three runs on two hits, one walk, and five strikeouts. Started this one at 7:04. It's finished at 9:13. Time of game, 2 hours, 9 minutes. We have not received an official attendance yet, so we have nothing to report on that front. But every single Shorebirds fan in attendance did go home happy. We can report that for certain. Shorebirds, with the win, improved to 19-34 on the season. They are now 9-14 here at home, and they snap their mini two-game losing streak. Fayetteville, they are 12-17 on the road, and their four-game winning streak comes to an end. Let's go ahead and get you a Carolina League scoreboard update. We never were able to, thanks to how speedily this game went by. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg were supposed to play a doubleheader. They ended up playing just one. Fredericksburg won it 7-5. As the second game was postponed due to rain, they will try to make that one up now tomorrow. Fred Nats got two homers from TJ White, his fourth and fifth of the season. Down East in Kannapolis just went into extras, and Down East just took the lead 1-0. They were scoreless throughout that one, but Down East finally gets on the board. Carolina and Myrtle Beach, they were postponed. They'll make that one up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Bottom of the sixth from Columbia, it's Augusta 13 and Columbia 2 in a blowout. And Charleston right now leading Salem 6-2. That's in the bottom of the eighth from Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Birdland scoreboard for you. The Orioles never got off the ground tonight as their game against the Cubs was postponed. They will try to make that one up later this season. Around the rest of the minor league circuit, Aberdeen in a doubleheader with Brooklyn took game 1-1-0. Carlos Tavera, his second win of the season as he goes 6 shutout. Game 2, Aberdeen actually just wrapped up a 4-1 win over the Cyclones again, as Ironbirds pitching combines to go 14 innings tonight, allowing just one run. Doubleheader as well for Bowie. They took game 1 4-2. Right now they trail in game 2 6-0. And the Tides, right now in the top of the fourth, lead the Nashville Sounds by a score of 7-3. Gunnar Henderson getting his third plate appearance of the game. He's 1-for-1 with a homer and a walk, with the Tides up 7-3. Those are all the scores from the people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers in game 3 on Thursday of this series. Now tied at a game apiece. Ryan Long on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 1-1 with a 3.42 ERA. And for Fayetteville, Gail Uyola. Uyola, no record, a 2.55 ERA. First pitch at 7.05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6.50. That'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium that helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6.50, your final score tonight, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 3 and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2. Until tomorrow evening, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.